Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know when Boxing Day is?
No, I have no clue. Are you trying to tell me you know when Boxing Day is?
If you had to guess when Boxing Day is, when would you say?
Am I supposed to know this? Why would I know?
Do you know when Boxing Day is?
Is it the
day with the most light?
No, technically that's today.
Boxing Day. I want to say that's the day after Thanksgiving, but I think I'm wrong.
The day after Thanksgiving would be Black Friday.
No, but...
It's also
when is
one
it?
Of the nights that people party the most.
No, that's the day before
that's
Thanksgiving.
That's the day before Thanksgiving.
I thought it was the day after.
Mel would know if she got invited to those parties. Got her.
Mel's just showing up to the bar the day after. Why is none of my friends
Yeah, she's
here?
Like, nobody ever shows up to my Thanksgiving
day after Thanksgiving party.
Yeah, if you threw your party, your day after Thanksgiving party at a Walmart, tons of people show up.
My second guess.
It's the day after Christmas.
Dang it. I knew it was one of those.
Yeah, it's the day after Christmas.
And why is that?
It's a Canadian holiday.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because
Mike Tyson's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's not the reason at all. Yeah. In fact, it has nothing to do with
because it's Sugar Ray Leonard's birthday.
It's Muhammad Ali's bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
Muhammad Ali, no, he wasn't Jewish. He was famously Muslim.
Yeah.
Is that when the movie Rocky was released?
Ooh. No, it has nothing to do with boxing, the sport, you guys.
Okay. Jeez, I didn't know we were offending the king of Boxing Day.
It's so defensive.
I'm not the king of Boxing Day. I'm the prince.
Why are you bringing this up in the first?
Yeah, good question, Melissa.
Thanks.
Why'd you ask?
Why? Well, because
there are sometimes when you begin this podcast.
We were talking about Boxing Day.
When?
Before you got in here.
What were you saying about
it? No, he was just bringing it up.
Do you guys want to know about Boxing Day? It's once a day to donate gifts to those in need, but has evolved to become part of a Christmas festivities.
This is my least favorite podcast.
With many people choosing to shop for deals on Boxing Day.
I would
have originated in the United Kingdom.
I already tuned off.
And is celebrated in several Commonwealth nations.
Do you understand how much time it takes us? Like, we could be doing things. Instead, we're doing this podcast.
Yep.
And... as opposed to doing something fun or relatable to the audience.
Yeah.
Somebody here decided to just start saying facts about a holiday we don't even celebrate.
You know, Boxing Day.
And it was so boring.
It's so boring.
It's
honestly
also concurrent.
I'd much rather celebrate Boxing Day the rest of my life than listen to what he has to say about Boxing Day.
And I actually wish that Boxing Day was about boxing. Now, that would be a little bit more interesting.
Wait, I think that would really fit in if there was like a big fight every year on Boxing Day.
All right. I think so. That's the way I thought it would be.
That'd be great. That's a good way to bring pay-per-view back. My family used to do pay-per-view. Boxing matches.
Yeah.
Guys.
And like, I think the last one my family did was the one where Mike Tyson bit the ear. Then my dad went,
that was the last one?
Oh my
God. Mike Tyson fought Lennox Lewis since then. That was a great fight on pay-per-view.
That boxer started with a P, Picasso, that real big one.
Picasso?
Not Picasso,
no. Don't listen to him.
Pascal?
Pedro Pascal? No, that's the actor in The Last of Us.
Manny Pacquiao?
No, he's this really cool.
Manny Pacquiao.
It was.
Floyd Mayweather?
Yes, Manny Pacquiao. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was pay-per-view, wasn't it?
His family eats dogs.
He was pay-per-view.
See? I was rooting for him. He lost bad. He lost like
He had a good career, though.
Yeah, but that fight,
he didn't really. Nobody really lost that fight. It was just boring. Nobody, because...
He lost it.
Floyd Mayweather was such a defensive fighter that, he couldn't get punched that much. Like,
weren't people talking that he, like... probably got paid to.
I mean, technically, yes. By judge's decision at the end of the fight, he lost.
I watched that fight.
Why did you watch that fight?
Because
I can't even get you to watch important sporting events. And here you are watching
that one
a
was
boxing
very
match.
Cool.
A lot of build up and hype for it, and as we know, nothing lives up to the hype. Except for my night in Mantino last night, where I found out that my buddy Johnny in Mantino listens to this podcast.
Really?
He probably doesn't anymore.
Yeah, he probably tuned out 5 seconds into Boxing Day
talk. That took me by surprise. But yeah, so he's going to look, and he'll probably take on the fact that he'll go on and tell his friends that Boxing Day is also concurrent with the Christian festival, St. Stephen's Day.
So I'm done.
Let's talk about, if you talk,
and this is not a joke, if you say anything else about Boxing Day.
Are you walking out?
I'm walking out.
Why?
Is my walk, Melissa?
No, walkout warning.
No, first of all, we need to put a stop to walking out on this podcast. Both of you guys do it way too much. I have never once walked out on this podcast.
Wait, you've walked out on the podcast?
I think I've done it once.
Yeah, Kyle did it once.
I did it once.
Mel does it at least 3 times a month.
But I feel like it's fair to give warnings. If there's a warning of a, like, I'm warning you, like I'm an umpire warning the benches if something were to happen.
Oh.
Then I leave.
I think that's fair enough. I say on the count of three, we all throw out a word for in the next topic, and whichever one sounds like the best one, that's where we go.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Father
Day.
I said ice cream. What did you say?
I said button.
Button?
Button?
Button has so many meanings. Are we talking like a push button or like a button on your shirt?
You tell me, Brainiac.
What word did you say?
Great White Stripes song, the hardest button to button. I said Arbor Day.
Oh my God, let's talk ice cream.
I'm so tired of you just throwing out the worst ideas today.
Don't you guys look up Arbor Day.
You've already looked it up.
It's too late, dude. I've already got it up.
Why are you pulling up the Spanish village of Mondanito
held the first documented Arbor Plantation Festival in the world.
I don't want to talk about anything.
Get the year.
I'd much rather have a podcast of dead silence than listen to him continuing to try to push holidays down
our
throat.
I'm going to walk out.
1892. Dang. Over under 1892, the first Arbor Day festivities.
I'm going to walk out.
Over under. That's all I'm asking. Over under.
I'm going to walk out.
Over under.
Over under what? We've been talking over
1892.
Do you like Neapolitan ice cream?
Yeah, it's delicious. We will get to that in just a second because I do want to talk about that.
I only like the chocolate and vanilla. I'm not a strawberry guy.
The strawberry's so good. The vanilla's bland.
All right. Over under 1892 for the first Arbor Day.
I think strawberry's my least favorite ice cream flavor.
What if we had three conversations at once?
What if they had pieces of strawberries in it?
Kyle, you talk.
I think I could handle it a little, but I just don't like full strawberry. I can't take it too much. It's something about it. Like, too much of it is just too...
How many buttons is too many buttons to unbutton?
With chocolate on top.
But see, even then, I'm like...
That's like a chocolate covered strawberry.
Kind of, but like, again, maybe it's just the strawberry ice cream in general. Like, I could have strawberries and ice cream, but like, my wife loves cherries, but she doesn't like cherry-flavored things.
Oh.
Like, she doesn't like cherry popsicles. And a lot of that is because of the NyQuil she would take growing up was cherry.
Oh.
It's like how I always hated grape flavored things because purple grape was always the flavor of NyQuil. And
that's how it was triggered in my brain.
Right. How many buttons is too many buttons to unbutton?
We are talking ice cream. We decided on ice cream.
No, I think we should have three conversations at once.
We go back.
Every time you chime in with an idea,
this episode has been the worst idea.
You were the one who brought up buttons.
You somehow keep topping your worst idea.
You brought up buttons, and so I'm trying to get the button conversation going. And then we moved on to an ice cream conversation. Well, speaking of Napoleon, while Napoleon was ravaging Europe with his ambition in this village of Sierra de Gata, lived a priest, Don Juan Abernacientes, which, according to the Chronicles, convinced the importance of trees for health, hygiene, decoration, nature, environment, and customs.
So they come out with red, white, and blue ice cream. It's sort of like a Neapolitan, a spin on it. It's red, white, and blue.
Did you say Napoleon?
US 99 colors.
It's US 99 colors.
Did you say Napoleon?
And then you buy two angel food cakes, right? Or one, and you cut it in half, and you put it in a pan, and you lay the angel food cake down. And then you put the Neapolitan, but it's red, white, and bluish color ice cream in the middle. And then you put the angel food cake on the top. So you make it look like a sandwich, but it looks like it's in a loaf. And then you put whipped cream on the top and you sprinkle it with red, white, and blue. And it makes the best 4th of July cake dessert you could ever imagine.
Melissa, I don't want you to take an ounce of offense to what I'm about to say. But you, first of all, right now, you look amazing. You look stunning. You've I don't know what you're doing, what your secret is, but you look great.
You're
but
being
inside
really
your
right
head,
now.
Inside your in your mind, is this little chubby fat kid, and it loves food so much. It is. I don't know how you love food the way you love food, but you and look the way that you do. But my goodness, It is like nutty buddy bars. You just talked about making your own ice cream sandwich with angel food cake.
I know.
And red, white, and blue ice cream.
I know.
Which again sounds amazing, but I don't. And the thing is, I don't doubt that you do try these things that you talk about.
I do.
Because you eat some of the most ridiculous foods out there.
That's not ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous.
It's an ice cream cake.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds amazing. It's like don't get me wrong, but it's like, it's probably ridiculously crazy and
it's more fun than talking about like Arbor Day.
Okay.
That is true.
All right, what about this? The saying barking up the wrong tree. Is that because dogs would like, you know, chase a cat up a tree and bark? Or does it stem from trees have bark? Did I just blow your mind?
I stop listening whenever you talk
today. You did because he's been scrolling.
I'm scrolling Reddit right now because I'm like,
what are you on Reddit for? We're doing a podcast.
I'm on reddit.com/r/AustinSucks. It's a lot of good posts.
Is there a Reddit? Do I have a subreddit for me just sucking?
I would love it. Just useless things you say that I have to listen to.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That
Do you
would
want
be,
to talk about Justin Timberlake
hilarious.
Getting arrested and how bloodshot his eyes were? And he said he had only had one drink and they made
Justin
him do like a walking test and he couldn't walk. He was like,
did you hear that the officer who arrested him didn't even know who Justin Timberlake was?
That's
what?
Hilarious.
He like, because he's a young guy.
No, it made sense. Justin Timberlake has not made
he hasn't
music
made new
in a
music
time.
In
or
a
movie.
Long time.
Yeah,
you have
dude.
To be living under a rock, though, to not know who he is.
No, because he's a young, he grew up in our time and he was big in our time. And then,
yeah, there like, we know him, obviously, because we're
But, like,
older.
If you were six when he was in movies, you probably don't, like...
So, he was in Social Network in, what, 2008, probably? And that was, like, really, like, the last
dude,
big
no,
movie
first
he was
of all,
in.
Social Network came out in 2011.
2010. All right, here we go, bet.
I think it was nominated in the 2011 Oscars, yeah, so it came out in 2010.
Based on the 2009 book.
I hate to tell you, but... That's only 14 years ago. How old is this police
it's
officer?
It's a 2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah, drama.
So if you think about it, if this police officer is 23 years old, he was 9 years old in 2010.
But he doesn't know Justin Timberlake is a singer.
Right.
When's the last time Justin Timberlake had a semi-big hit?
Ooh,
how about that?
Question.
Because then we can see if we base it on the... Pretending like the officer's 23 years old.
Trolls song.
Oh yeah,
Can't Stop the Feeling. But that was like a one-off.
Thing. And that was an animated movie too.
Which he would have seen.
He would have seen, but he wouldn't have known the voices. If you're
he would
a kid,
have known the song.
Yeah, but you don't know who sings the song as a kid. You don't see like, oh, that's the troll.
He came out
guy.
With Man
Every
of the
kid
Woods
listened to the radio then.
He came out with Man of the Woods in
now
2018.
You're aging yourself.
What?
Not every kid listens to the radio growing up.
Yeah, but back then, if he's 20, 23, 20, or say even
this was 2017.
Man of the Woods came out in 2018, and that album sucked. Everyone hated that album, so nobody that didn't get any traction or attention. The before that,
you guys are not going to talk me into the fact that that's normal that he wouldn't know who he is. I think that that's weird.
If you're a cop on what was it, Long Island or not Long Island? It was in the Hamptons. If you're a cop in the Hamptons, I think it's very easily you do not know who Justin Timberlake is. If you're a young cop.
Just because he was in the Hamptons working doesn't mean he grew up in the Hamptons. He could have grown up anywhere.
Well, still, but I think it's very easy for a 23-year-old to not know who. So get this. Someone my age, my best friend, Jeff.
Okay.
Did not know who Jason Derulo was. And I was like, how do you not know who Jason Derulo is? He says his name before every song.
Jason Derulo wasn't as big as Justin Timberlake, though.
Oh, yeah? Jason Derulo.
This is what I would love to do. So for anybody who actually stuck around and listened to this podcast, if you did,
they're probably waiting for me to finish up talking about Arbor Day.
No. Then I think I want to go on the show and ask everybody who is the age of, say, between 20 and 26 to call in. Don't tell them why.
We're excluding a lot of our audience.
That's okay because
no,
this
it's
is,
not.
Yes, it is. It's informational to
producer,
people who are
never
older and younger.
It is okay to exclude any of our audience because I believe we're all encompassing. Well,
20
to 26.
You're saying 20 to 26 years old, just call into the show?
Call into the show. Oops. And then like rapid fire. Do you know who Justin Timberlake is? Yes or no? Boom. Next one. Do you know who Justin Timberlake is? Yes or no? And I'm going to bet now.
Now people do because he got arrested, but prior to his arrest.
Okay. Then we could just say, okay, did you know who Justin Timberlake was
prior
a
to his
week
arrest.
Ago?
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to go on the record to say 80% of those people.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree.
If not even 100%.
Okay, say I would say no.
I'm going to say, I would say 100% of them would know.
100%?
No.
Yep.
See, I don't think the people that...
100% of people don't know who the Beatles are.
I don't think 100% of people, like the people that didn't know them would be ballsy enough to call in and brag about
that.
We're
not going to tell them why to call in. We're just going to tell them if you're this age, call in. We just want to ask you a question.
We should know, if you're listening to this podcast right now, whether you know who Justin Timberlake is or not, call us tomorrow. Call us on Friday. Or whatever day you listen to this. If you don't listen to this for a month from now,
yeah,
which would be like my parents' case. They only listen. They stockpile our podcast and then listen to them on road trips in consecutive order, mm-hmm. which has got to be the most random road trip listening ever, based on the conversations we have on this. Like the phrase "barking up a tree" actually became common use in 19th century America in reference to hunting raccoons with a hunting dog. Mel, don't sit back down. Mel, sit back down. I don't mean to talk forcefully to a woman, but sit back down. Mel, no, stop. Mel, stop. No, you are not walking out. I'm not letting you.
How long has this been?
It hasn't been that long, so sit back down.
Okay, no more.
When the nocturnal animal takes to a tree, the dog is able to rein at the pace. No.
You can go, Mel.
Thanks.
Mel, Justin Timberlake's last good album, The 2020 Experience, came out in 2013. That was 11 years ago.
Yeah. A police officer's got to be at least in his 20s. 11 years ago?
Okay, so when I was 11 years old.
11.
Here we go.
Or 12, or 13, or 14. There's no way. There's just no way.
Okay, so when I was 11 years old, a top band was Aqua, or In Vogue, or...
Those are not
Hanson.
U2.
Yeah,
you
and
don't
I don't know a ton about U2. I know that they've
Have
got the song Beautiful Day.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I couldn't tell you anyone.
Yeah, we don't
other
know
than
if
Bono.
We don't know if this cop had heard of Justin Timberlake but didn't know who he was. I've read multiple different stories.
Here we go, Mel.
Maybe he's heard of Justin Timberlake, but he couldn't recognize the look of them.
When you were 11, top band, U2.
There you go.
I literally looked up top bands for the like
hilarious.
The years when both of us were 11, and U2 is on both of them.
That is so funny. Oh, let's do that.
What?
Bands that have been
big?
Yeah, bands that made it through, let's say, like 3 decades.
Ooh, 3-decade bands.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking.
That would be fun.
3-decade bands. Beatles, naturally. Metallica.
Oh.
The Eagles. AC/DC.
Wow.
Aerosmith. Fleetwood Mac. Is everyone in Fleetwood Mac still alive?
I don't know.
So I missed the Fleetwood Mac boat, I'll be honest.
I was not a
Fleetwood Well, that
Fleetwood
boat set
Mac
sail
person.
Before I was even born.
Yeah.
However, I'm just now learning about the drama within Fleetwood Mac? Do you know about this?
I only know a little bit. Like, she dated or
it was like a love
one of the guys in the band and then cheated on him with somebody else in the band.
Like, there were like multiple relationships within the band going on at like multiple times,
mm-hmm.
which is just wild to
mm-hmm.
me. That is like, that makes me want to listen to their music more.
Right.
And then because apparently some of their music was about other people in the band. So think about this. I write a song, right? Let's say we're a band. The three of us are a band. I write a song about being in love with Mel, okay? But it's a song about how she doesn't love me back because she loves someone else, aka Kyle. I write this song. We record this song. We perform this song on stage. And little do any of you know that the song is about us internally.
All right. Until later.
Right, right. Yeah. Until like, you know, interviews well down the road.
I know. They have one of the weirdest band stories, I think, ever.
That is what, like, I would, can we bring back, and I'm sure they've already done, I'm sure they've done probably multiple, but
VH1 Behind the Music? Her band.
What?
When she was in a band, she dated the guy in her band.
Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
In No Doubt?
Yeah.
Seriously?
She most certainly did.
Mel, I set you up to easily go, No Doubt. You know, she's just a girl in the world. That's all she'll ever be.
Hollaback girl.
Oh, nice. But that was more of her solo work. Pick me up my telephone. Leave
Austin,
a number and I'll call you back. Nice, Mel. Look, we hit Mel's wheelhouse with 90s bands. 90s bands with No Doubt was a good one.
Yeah. Don't get me started with the 90s and 2000 bands.
I used to listen to No Doubt on my CD player because my dad had that album for whatever reason. So I took it from my dad. And I would used to go up to my room and I used to play it in my boombox. I've actually never told anyone this. I'd play in my boombox and the Don't Speak would be like, you and me used to be together every day. And this is like well before I like girls or anything like that. But my best friend, Rob, was getting ready to go to a new school. He was going to the private school in town. And I was like so sad that I was like losing my best friend. I feel like I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. So I used to listen to that song and get real in my feelings.
Aww.
Get real emotional over my best friend Rob going to a different school.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Thanks.
That's how I feel about Kobe Calais.
Go on.
Because, I mean, that song came out when I fell in love with my son's dad. And
really?
And then we broke up and then I would hear that song.
Can you
and
count
then
me
would,
in? That song? Bubbly toes.
Can't count him in.
Yeah, can't count on him for anything. Am I right? Wait, so bubbly toes makes you think of Porter's dad?
Anything. Colby Kelly makes me think of Porter's dad.
Oh, is that sad? So can you not listen to her anymore?
I can now, but there was like a really long time where I couldn't listen to her. And it was the song Falling for You.
Really?
That's what it was, yeah. And I couldn't listen for probably 5 years, 6 years. Now I can, because I'm completely separated from it.
How did that get to be your, like the song that reminded him of you?
It's just the words to the song, like Falling for You.
But like, would you listen to it together?
No, I would always hear it in the car, and it would make me think of him
really?
When I was driving. Yeah.
And when you were in love with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And then when I'd hear that song afterwards, it would make me cry.
That's so sad.
I know.
That is so
true.
Sad.
So I couldn't hear that song for a really long time.
All right. I'm going to play that when you come in tomorrow.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, that'd be so mean. No, that'd be so mean. I would not do that. That would be...
Oh, my gosh.
Almost as mean as barking up the wrong tree. So 1833 was the first... usage of the. There goes Kyle.
He's
walking
so irritated. Out. He's so irritated.
There goes Kyle. I do think it could mean barking up the wrong tree, as in like tree bark, right?
Really? Tree bark? No.
Yeah, tree bark.
No, it's definitely a dog barking up a tree.
Well, yeah, I know that because I just looked it up. But,
yeah. I don't know why you would even think it was tree bark to begin with.
But because it's like double meaning, hidden meaning. I'll just leave it alone. Oh my gosh. Now Mel. Oh no, Mel. You're going to start crying. All right. We got to go. We got to go before Mel starts weeping over here. No, cry. Keep it down.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.